You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Well, I just watched the reel from yesterday with the Mega Man thing. Vinny, you are a Mega Man. It's true. It's Alice, 97.3, good vibes and variety.
Mega Macho,
and
dangerous man.
Sarah and Mega Man morning show.
You guys just completely
I like it.
Ruin everything, every time.
I feel like we're fixing it. Like whatever you said was like, what? So yeah, Mega Man. Wow. It's like Megadeth, but it's Mega Man.
Mega Man.
All right.
Disneyland tickets. We've got them all day, all this week, every hour from 7:05 in the morning till 6:05 in the evening. We have Disneyland tickets. So your part in this is we give you a code word. You text it back to us. The contest line is 20357. And every hour, starting at 7:05, we'll give you a code word. At about 5 after, and you text it to 20357, and you'll be entered for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. You'll also qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park per day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. Bob's Movie Club. Okay, so Bob.
Hold on a second. Let's do this right.
Oh, okay.
I love movies.
Bob's Movie Club. We've got some movies for you.
Crank that up.
Bob's Movie Club. Bob's Movie Club.
Movies are great.
Movies are great.
They're so great. Mm-hmm. They're kind of the best.
I don't know. I really like books. We had a whole conversation about books yesterday. She's like, no, movies.
You know, I like TV the best of all three.
Oh, well, TV has gotten incredible.
Well, we've been, you may not remember this, but we have had to stop her. She keeps saying, I can't read, or I can't read?
I can't read.
I can't read. She can read, everyone.
She can. She doesn't
Barely.
Want to.
No, it takes me forever. I'm halfway through my book that I started 3 months ago.
What is it?
It's by Heinlein. It's a science fiction book called The Moon is a Harsh Mistress.
Mm.
And it's kind of really relevant because I think where it's going is that an AI is going to help these people lead a revolution, these people who live on the moon.
Oh, separate themselves from the Earth.
Yeah, I'm not sure who all the players are. Definitely Earth's involved, but they call it something else.
Well, I would think that it would be.
Yeah.
I've read a lot of Heinlein. I can't believe that.
I like movies too, by the way. Yeah. Movies are great.
Oh, movies are great. Movies are great. Great, great, great.
Go on. A movie?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Movies are great. So great that we're all going to watch one together.
Oh, God. My heart is pounding. What am I going to be forced to watch this time?
We are going to watch, drum roll please.
Wait, tell us what the genre is.
Why are you making her wait? You're dragging it out.
Wes Anderson.
Oh.
We're going to watch The Royal Tenenbaums.
All right.
Available with a normal Hulu subscription. So.
Or I'm sure you can rent it.
For sure. Yeah. But hopefully.
Royal Tenenbaums. Fantastic. You know what? Great. I love it.
Well, you say that every time.
I do. And then. It's true. I actually recently watched that, though. That is great. I love Wes Anderson. I'm happy to watch that.
Cool.
Yeah.
I actually haven't seen it.
Oh.
It's got Ben Stiller. It's got Gwyneth Paltrow, who we've been talking about a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's probably my favorite.
Oh, Wes Anderson. Really?
It's in the top two or three.
It's got to be his biggest movie, though, right?
Yeah, that.
Grand Budapest was.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Did he do Rushmore?
Yes.
He did
Rushmore. Oh, Rushmore was pretty big, too.
Bottle Rocket, which was his first movie, which was Owen Wilson. It was fantastic.
Yeah, my favorite Wes Anderson is Moonrise Kingdom, which is Frances McDormand and Bruce Willis is in that. Ed Norton Jr. is great in that. It's so charming.
Oh, you get rolled.
Royal Tenenbaums. I thought you were going to say The Phoenician Scheme, and then I was going to be like, great, because I was already planning to watch that, and everybody I know has watched it. Let's just do a whole run of Wes Anderson movies. All right, so Royal Tenenbaums, Wes Anderson movie. That is this week's assignment.
Yes.
Play You Make It Not Fun.
Don't. Stop it.
One week from today.
1 week from today, we'll all break it down.
Suddenly, everyone will hate Wes Anderson.
We're
going to
watch everyone.
You make it not fun. You make it not fun. You get all excited and you make it not fun.
Maybe I'll just watch everyone.
There you go.
It'd be fun for me. Anyway, that's great. That's a good pick.
I'm nervous. Don't be.
Oh, don't be. You'll love it. I mean, I think you'll love it.
You'll love it.
She might not love it. You know, 30-year-olds, do they get Wes Anderson? I mean, is she developed enough to appreciate Wes Anderson?
Wow.
We'll find out.
I didn't know you were going there.
By the way, yesterday I got to work the camera on some fantastic acting out of these two.
Oh, we were pretty good.
We did crush it.
Yeah. They did crush it.
Yeah. While looking amazing, I might add.
I framed it perfectly. Really cut a nice figure, and the logo was
in
there.
It was like the Charlie's Angels if one of us had died, you know? Because there's only two of us. You were great as well. I mean, your acting skills were... And we put a clock right above your head. You'd have to watch... What did we have to watch to see that?
It's on our Instagram story.
Oh. Is that why I was in the scene? Because there was a clock in the picture?
No, we were talking to you.
We were yelling at you.
The clock was...
I don't...
The clock was an Easter egg.
I don't understand my part at all.
I don't understand all of it, but...
It's not clocking with you.
It's not clocking to you.
Find us on Instagram, Alice973. You'll love it.
Yeah.
Posters.
And that's going to... If that's a story, that goes away pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Are we getting a TikTok or something? Is that what's...
Well, I have a TikTok.
Uh-huh. So you put it up on your TikTok?
I put it up on my TikTok.
Oh, good. So it's there. What is... Bob on the Waves? Okay. Bob on the Waves, Instagram, TikTok, apparently. What else? You got YouTube, Bob on the Waves?
We've got the Alice YouTube.
And the Alice Instagram, where everybody's linked so you can
She needs more followers. I know, Bob on the Waves.
You can just go to the Alice Instagram and...
That is true. All our handles are there. I thought this was fun.
Okay.
I actually expected the robots before the women. But Major League Baseball has just added its first female umpire. She's being promoted up from the minors. She's done plenty of games for the minors. But she's going to be promoted for Saturday's Marlins Braves game. Her name is Jen Powell. She'll work the bases during the doubleheader that day, and then she's going to be behind the plate on Sunday.
Oh,
it's really great.
They're calling it an historic accomplishment in baseball, a reflection of Jen's hard work, dedication, love of the game. She's worked MLB spring training the past couple years and has been umpiring in the minors since 2016. It's important for women. But it by far is not the first time a female official has. It looks like Violet Palmer became the NBA's first female referee in 1997, 28 years ago. Shannon Easton was the first for the NFL in 2012. And Sarah Thomas became the NFL's first permanent female on-field official in 2015.
Basketball. So you're saying basketball was the first one?
Yes.
And I'm not surprised. They've done a really good job with the WNBA. The NBA players have gotten behind the WNBA. Like, there's a lot of support there. So it's nice to see.
Well, and you went to a Valkyries game and you were freaking out about how much you loved it.
I loved it. And my wife loved it. And I was talking to our salesperson, Megan, in our meeting yesterday, who is an athlete as well. She was like big time soccer star, really big, like almost in the Olympics soccer star. And we were talking about the Valkyries, and I was mentioning to her that my wife basically teared up on the way out of there, just going, man, women's sports have made it. And she's like, I definitely felt and came through that kind of not supported reality for women's sports, and Title IX had to be put in place to allow women's, like, you can't just cut women's sports because the money, you know, you got to support everybody equally. Anyway, it's been nice to see, and I'm stoked for this lady. That's great.
The NHL still has not had any women on ice as officials. Mm. So come on, NHL.
I have a friend that's an umpire and has worked his way up. I think he's AAA now, but it is a long haul to get to the major leagues for an umpire. Like, they have to put in years and years and years in the minor leagues.
There aren't that many positions. That's, you know, it's got to be very competitive. And some of the guys you see, like, you know, when you're watching football on a weekend, you start to really recognize some of the different guys, and like, they're not trying to leave. That's got to be a good gig.
You can imagine how tragic it must be to be working your way through the ranks as your eyes are deteriorating with natural deterioration, which is a reality. Like, I'm even experiencing long vision's not what it should be. And so there you are. You've worked your way up through the ranks, and now things are going blurry on you. Mm. I bet that happens where people are like, I can't.
I'm sure that's true. It's a natural part of aging.
Mm-hmm.
Umpires, people are saying they want the robot ump. I guess there was like an all-star game.
Yeah.
They used this automated ball strike system. And just, I guess, to gauge people's reactions. And people were like, yes, that. No more calling it by eye.
There's a lot of push back on it, but there's also the people who say this is the truest way to get. They use it in tennis.
Yeah, we went through this in tennis. People had the same thing. They're like, oh, it's not, you know, don't want to have computers. And now people, you know, don't know what they do without it,
right?
You know, because it is like catching a ball catches a line by just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, that's something the eye will miss, but the computer does not.
Well, and actually, John bitches about it in football all the time. He's always like, if they chip the ball, then we'd know if it broke the plane, or, you know, whatever the thing is they're trying to force a ball over. And
it's weird because I've heard other long-term, you know, football guys say those calls go both ways. Sometimes we get it when we shouldn't have, and it all evens out in the end where you see these big-time coaches just go, all right, okay. Because they know sometimes it works for them, sometimes it works against them.
Right.
It evens out, I think. But either way, good for her.
Yep.
Glad to see women coming up.
I know. It's great. Once again, if you're just joining us, we finally have a female umpire.
And just in time for her to be replaced by the, you know.
Yes, just in time for the robot umpire.
The robot.
To come in.
But
Jen Powell is her name. Powol. Powell.
Go, Jen.
Yeah. It's great. So she'll be, it looks like it's this weekend. This Saturday and Sunday, she'll be officiating two games. I am out of time, Vin. I guess, you know, Bob's Movie Club and Wes Anderson all the way. And if you are just joining us, The Royal Tenenbaums is our assignment. You have 1 week to watch it. We'll be exploring that around the same time next Thursday. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Who would ever trash talk their own spouse?
Oh, nobody.
After these.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Over again. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. They now include Maddie and Bob, which is so exciting. I can't believe we got a four-way going on here now. Woo, 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 woo. It's all on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Atco Pest Control. Mm. Drywood termite swarming?
Please no.
August kicks off their season, so don't wait. Call Atco Pest Control and kick them out fast. Mention Sarah and Vinny for 10% off termite treatment this month. Visit atcopestcontrol.com. That's atcopestcontrol.com. I know this feeling, the one where you're like, I can't believe I got another thing jumping into my day, but that's just call Atco. They'll done.
Yep.
It's off your plate. Let them handle it. Atcopestcontrol.com. Yeah, 10% off. Sarah and Vinny. Okay, here's what's happening. It's been hot.
Yes.
Like, this is the heat that we went over 90 at my house.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. You didn't... were well into the 80s. But
okay.
No, we were not.
The hot spots definitely felt it yesterday. So more of that probably today. Right now, though, a little overcast. It'll burn, it looks like.
Yeah.
This first story is one that I'm...
You love it.
No, well...
You hate it.
In a poll, almost half of people say they've told their romantic partner, their spouse, their husband, their wife, that they didn't like what they were wearing.
Oh. John has.
John has told you?
Yeah, he's like, I don't like that on you. Go get another one.
Oh.
Yeah. But not in a way that he's like, that. It's not flattering or whatever.
Well, this is.
And that's.
This before or after he said, don't worry, Sarah, guys will do anybody.
Before. And actually after. I mean, sometimes I'll come out, I'll put one outfit on, I'll be like, this is it. Like, you know, model it for him, do my little catwalk stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then I go put the other outfit on and he'll like sit and consider and he'll be like, I don't like the way, you know, whatever, those jeans look on your ass.
Mm. Mm-mm-mm.
But it's never, it doesn't ever feel.
Like he's being a D.
Like it's insulting, right?
Another.
Have you ever done that? Like, not that shirt.
If she says this or this, I'll pick one.
Mm-hmm.
If she comes up and says,
how do I look?
Does this look okay?
You think, don't worry.
No, I don't think that, but I don't nitpick her ever, ever at all.
That's good.
Now, women. And this is in my story, are much more likely to be honest to men than vice versa.
Oh.
Women will actually say, the mustache, get it out of here.
Yeah.
Or that, no. And it's always like, you know, I would never do that to you.
If she grew a mustache, you wouldn't be like, get rid of that mustache. I would hope that John would say, Sarah, you're growing a mustache.
Yeah, I would say that, but that's different. What I'm saying is it's just that straight up, no, I don't want that on you. And you go, what? Why the? I would never say that to you. But there is an absolute difference in how it will be taken and what will happen within your relationship and in the bedroom based on your
presentation,
the frankness of your opinion. Brutal honesty might seem like the best way to handle it, but it isn't.
It's all in the delivery. You know, what if she said, listen, you're going to get a lot more action if you get rid of that caterpillar above your mouth.
The truth is, I've never kept the thing. It's just weird that some people are willing to just go. Some people, women, are willing to just go. No, that looks stupid. And
that looks stupid.
I've never had that happen, but I'm saying it's the frankness of it just feels like, wow, if I turned that on you, you'd really be injured by it.
Mm.
But okay. Women are much more likely to be honest to men than vice versa.
We can be more gentle with Vinny when he comes in with his mustache and we're making fun of him.
And
I mean, it hurts, obviously.
No, I'm trying to say the difference. There's a difference in how people, if I said,
right, so we need to be
yeah,
more careful
with you.
Yeah,
your ass looks fat in those jeans.
Oh God, dude, crush me. I'd be like, first of all, why are you looking at my ass? Secondly, dude, that's it. Oh no. But here's the thing. I can't shave my butt off.
What?
I can't shave it off like you. If I don't like your facial
mustache.
Hair.
Well, that's probably a bad example, but my point is just simply, women seem to feel like an ownership of their men where they have no problem saying, I don't like that on you and I don't want you going out in that.
Well, you're an accessory. I mean, we are on your own.
And men are like, if I say what I think right now, I may be damaging the rest
chances
of my evening. I don't want to. Gen X is much more likely to be honest than Gen Z.
Oh.
Which I'm Gen X, and it's not even an honest thing. It's just, I'm not going to say something unkind towards you as we're walking out the door. I'm just not.
Yeah, that's, walking out the door is absolutely the wrong time, even if you're gentle about it. But it is all about delivery. And don't, when you know, be helpful, make a helpful signal. Oh, I don't love those jeans on you. You know which ones I like? Go get those.
30% of people say they have influenced the fashion sense of a partner. That jumps to 34% of women and 31%. What do you mean you wish?
He won't wear anything I buy him. He says that he has a long torso and that he needs certain. He won't even buy
a. John has a long torso.
He does. He actually has like little. He's got like sort of. You know, he's a short guy, but he has like the torso of a guy who's a couple inches taller than him. He has a very long torso.
So his inseam is very short.
His inseam is short. I think he's like.
Don't say it.
I want to say. Well, I think he wears 30s, but they gather at the ankle. You know, but he's very particular about. Like the other day, he comes home from Target, and he's bought a couple. I mean, he tries on every shirt, t-shirt. I'm like, it's a t-shirt. Hold it up, take a look at it. Yeah,
well,
it'll fit. So he puts the thing on, and he's like, I almost didn't buy this because the sleeves stick out. I go, John, first of all, they were folded. So there's a crease there.
I am with him. I hate that look.
I've never even noticed that look.
Well, you wouldn't because
the triangulation of the t-shirt sleeve.
T-shirt technology has gotten so good and t-shirts have gotten really comfortable. Mm. And the t-shirt, the old ones, and I think we used to call them like beefy tees or something, but they're too thick and they're too square. They don't fit the way, so you can tell the difference. At one time, yes, you just got what you got. Now t-shirts have gotten so soft.
Yeah, he's really picky.
And they're well fitted, and there's a certain length you want them mm-hmm. to touch
That's
at.
That's exactly it, you know? So he feels like they get a little wide on him because he's so long.
Mm.
So he's very particular, because I order clothes online all the time. I'm like, oh, that's cute. I'm going to buy now. And he's like, I would never buy anything online.
I'm like, either. Right. You're crazy. Well, I'll reorder stuff I know that fits and that works for me, but I wouldn't, even if it looked like a thing I got to get into the mix, I'd go, I got to go try that first. I'm not even going to bother. I'm not interested in. But you also don't have to send stuff back.
No, I don't. I put it on John's desk and it just magically disappears.
Right. So wonder why you feel like this is the easiest way.
Well, he's going to Whole Foods anyway. Just drop it off, hon. Thanks.
Oh, Whole Foods. I'm so sorry what's happened to you.
Oh. Why? You know. It's better than ever. Oh, you mean the one near you that's closed
No, I mean that since Amazon took over Whole Foods, the differences in everything are profound.
I like it more.
Why?
Because I can go drop off anything. I just get this out of my house and then go do my shopping. It's great.
Okay.
What is it?
First of all, I'll tell you. No, the food hasn't entirely changed. There's differences. But what I will say, and this is just my opinion.
All right.
I love Whole Foods. I go there 3 to 5 times a week. Mm-hmm. Since Amazon took over, there's a marked difference in employee satisfaction.
Oh.
The people that I know that work there used to be joyful.
Oh.
They love their jobs. Mm. They're into it. And now they are an Amazon return warehouse.
Mm.
That's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But there's a lady there that used to just be a delight. And it looks like she hasn't slept in 20 years now.
Oh.
Like she's just not.
Well, maybe she's going through something personally.
Or used to love my job and now I don't.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know. Corpo takeovers can change a lot.
Absolutely. Well, Whole Foods was very much like its own thing. Like
yes.
They were very stolid about the foods that they would let you.
Well, and also they're one of those places that didn't have uniforms and didn't have.
Mm. Well, they would have that apron.
But they would let people have tattoos and nose rings. And
they don't do that anymore?
I think they do. But I'm telling you, there's a corpo difference. And you felt that. You know what that's like when a different company takes over and starts going, we know what's right.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you guys how to
Here's
do things.
Here's our idea.
Yeah,
and it's also your idea now.
Right. Yeah. Mm. You're going to do it our way because our way is the best.
Mm.
And you're like, yeah, I used to do it the other way and it was way better that way. But okay. You're in charge. You had the money to buy everything.
Yep. We work for you now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What current tech do you think seems will seem ridiculous in 50 years? Now, some of this stuff is, okay, I'm with them, charging cables.
Yeah. Well, now that I have all these places in my house where I can just lay a phone down, it does feel like, I would like it to not even have to lay it down. I'd just like to be near it.
I'd love
to be irradiated by just like power sources all around me.
I never really thought about it until your ex-boyfriend brought it up one time on a secret show, I think it was.
Who's my ex-boyfriend?
The guy you made out with that one time who never stops talking.
Hal Sparks.
Yes. Mm. Hal Sparks was the first guy who said, this is the wires. This is the next thing to go. Like technology's got to get rid of these miles and miles of wires. It's just... And it's true. I have, everybody's got a drawer in their house filled with old wires.
And you don't want to throw them out because you're like, this might be for that one thing that I got
for the
that
scale
I might need. Right,
or
sure.
The mirror.
Something I've got to charge.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Charging cables. People say, wait, you had to physically plug in your devices every day? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
We did. So I'm looking forward to that. And it's garbage.
And like, I bet you the batteries will get better too.
Mm-hmm.
Although maybe not, because they want you to replace your phone.
Dental work, they say. Technology will fix dental work. Anything regarding present day dental work will be seen as barbaric.
Mm.
Ditto for chemotherapy, they say.
Oh.
Someone else said medical devices like CT scan machines and more.
Oh. Those things will just go away.
Well, they'll just get so good and so much better, I guess.
Mm.
Dental work has gotten a lot better. And I'll hear my kids kind of... I had this dentist, Dr. Urbanski. The guy loved putting shots in my gums. Mm. Like, and he would get me, and then he'd get me again. And then he'd go, let me just get you from the other side just to make sure you're good enough. Bro, I'm numb for 3 days. Thanks. Mm. But that's...
And those shots hurt worse than anything. Oh, you feel like it's so painful.
I remember that sting, ugh, like too vividly.
It's almost like a sting and a cramp.
There you are. Your head is planted in against that, you know, thing, but the rest of your body's just flailing. Ah! Oh, God! I'm six. Isn't there a better way for this? Ah! Come on.
I know. What were you getting done when you were six?
My teeth weren't falling out.
Oh.
My baby teeth weren't falling out. So my grown teeth, my adult teeth were coming in, and now it's happening to Isla too. And they keep going, we'll wait.
As long as the other ones don't start jacking out the top.
Oh, they are jacking out the top, but they keep waiting. They're like, we'll do orthodonture when it's time. And we don't, they don't want to, I don't
Couldn't they have gotten them out of the way and not have to worry about braces?
I don't know. I don't know
Maybe
how
they
that
just
works.
Want all that money for braces.
I don't know.
She's gonna.
Braces are a good thing. I don't look at that as a bad thing. I think that a nice straight smile will free you as
if
a grown up.
Your teeth are really jacked. Then
you always bust a smile without going.
You know,
throwing your hand over your lip, going, "Oh crap!
Yeah,
I might have food stuck in that one snaggle
place
tooth.
Where it always hangs.
Dang it!" Anyway, dental work will get better with technology. Loud engine noise, internal combustion engines in general.
They are, even when you go to the hybrid, like your car doesn't sit there idling. It just
sits there.
Comes back on.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
I do think, though, that there will always be people like my brother who they need that in their life. They need loud engine noise. They want the...
I wonder if we'll grow out of that, like generationally speaking.
Yes.
You know, he might be the last of his breed.
I don't think Susan needs it like my brother would.
Well, he is also kind of an engine.
Oh, he's a
freak,
grease monkey.
Right.
I don't know if that's a derogatory or not. Someone let me know. But yeah, he's a total grease monkey. He has an engine. I bet you there's an engine inside his house. I don't mean the garage. I mean, inside the house.
Why
somewhere.
Would he have it?
Because
in there?
That's what he does.
Yeah. Well, he lives alone, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
You think he put a tarp out underneath it, or?
I
mean, just...
I wouldn't know, but I know that my mom has gone over there and gone, "Oh my God, I can't. I have to just have him visit me." And I just.
Keith is a good-looking guy. Like, does he bring girls home, and they're like, "Oh, engines and black furniture"?
I don't know what he does. I don't bother him about it because that guy is a guy.
Ask him. Let's call him.
He didn't have girlfriends when we were kids.
Oh.
It just wasn't his thing. He likes girls. I know that because he would steal the stupid Playboys that I stole from my dad from me.
Oh, okay. So that part's working.
I'd be like, you know, when I steal crap,
that's
my stuff now. Now I'm sharing it with you.
Yuck.
It is yuck. Yeah, you're right. Anyway, where were we? Oh, loud engine noise. That'll go away. Yeah, the e-cars are, they're so great.
Isn't it funny that they had to add a slow-moving sound to them? Like, my car doesn't have that because it's, I don't know, 12 years old now. And it's now, you know, you can hear a Tesla coming or whatever car.
They did that with Prius too, right?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Trash, they say. What current tech do you think will seem ridiculous in 50 years? Trash. I don't think that'll ever go away. The celebrity trash, you've got that market cornered. You'll be doing that forever.
Yeah, I probably will. But they might be talking about physical trash.
Yeah, no, they say it's not that there will be a solution to existing waste. It's that most everything will be reusable in the future.
Yeah. Well, there was that company, remember a few years ago, we talked about it, and it's basically, it's the products you want, like it's your Tide laundry detergent, but it's in some kind of a canister that you will put back out on your front porch to get picked up and refilled.
At some point, we'll get to that place where we cross over and we're doing a much better job of it. Mm-hmm. We're still in that place where even though I push the recycling out, I think, how much of this is getting recycled?
Well, we've heard that not that much of it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We never got that like update. Since that story broke, where all our recycling doesn't get recycled, we now recycle everything.
Right.
I haven't heard that story. Have you?
No.
Right. Oh, geez.
Oh.
Toilet paper. It seems like such a medieval method for something we use so much. It's a waste. It's unhygienic and it causes all kinds of sewer problems. Yeah, bidets should be put in every toilet, but they're not. Not here in America.
Mm. I don't want it to go away.
Don't want, toilet paper?
Yeah, I think that toilet paper is one of the best things ever.
I had this hotel in Hawaii one
if
time.
If I run out of Kleenex, there's toilet paper.
It was, well, that's true.
Need to wipe something off my face, toilet paper.
Who even has Kleenex? Toilet paper.
Oh, well, I have Kleenex.
I know you do because you're one of those people.
Yeah.
Probably got a custom designed cover for it as
well. No, I don't.
What?
No.
Oh.
No, I just buy those little, the Costco multi-pack things.
And you never crocheted a cover for your multi-pack?
I can't say I've never crocheted a cover, but it doesn't cover all my things.
Give me a point!
No.
Oh. All right. This story is fun. There's a video for this, by the way.
Oh, okay. You want to send me the link and I'll put it on the Facebook page?
No.
Okay.
You can Google it.
All right.
Everyone. Have you seen the video of a family near Seattle spreading their loved one's ashes? It happened last month on Puget Sound. By the way, if you've never been to Seattle, I'm not saying you should move there. I wouldn't move there
Please
either.
Please stay here.
But I will say it's beautiful there. Mm. There is real beauty, joyful beauty. Like there's water everywhere and there's islands everywhere. And
it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Mountains, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm. These people are out on a boat and they were using a free version of Spotify to play Frank Sinatra's Impossible Dream.
Oh.
So they're in the process of not burying, but spreading the ashes of their loved one to this song, Frank Sinatra's Impossible Dream.
The Impossible Dream.
The free version has ads, which they didn't think about. And right after the song ended, an ad came on for what to do when you're feeling constipated.
Oh.
The best part is it starts with just a juicy fart sound effect.
Oh, no.
So they go from Impossible Dream to...
Really?
Yeah.
That seems like such a terrible way to start your ad.
Everyone on the boat cracked up.
Oh,
and the guy who filmed it joked that his mom really needs to get Spotify Premium.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go.
This is the quickest way to clear out stuck poop.
Oh, God. And they're actually panning over where the ashes are still floating on top of the water. Everyone's losing it. Oh, my God. He's right. That is... Oh, that's funny.
This is the quickest way to clear
out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
You know, when you try to have a moment, you're trying to manufacture a moment, whether it's romance or some kind of dedication for a life well lived, and there's a fart sound just...
Farts are so funny.
Yeah, but I think, I know, like, if that would have been my mom and her ashes, my mom would be, like, up in heaven going, that's hilarious, that's great, thank you.
Oh.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, it was at that time.
Uh-huh.
The guy dating Taylor has some deal breakers.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music. or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.